Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. And yes, it's not Bradley today. Bradley is traveling up this way, and he asked me if I'd fill in for him, so I'm doing that. And I am your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And here is where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or left, but who is on the straight and narrow. If you guys want to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of Red State Talk Radio, GCN, sorry about that, or any of our affiliates out there, we appreciate your support. And if you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio. Head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and on the left side of the page, you'll see the little play button. Just click on that and pull it up on whatever device you've got. You'll notice also there's a rumble in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and you can join us in the chat. You guys have asked for one place for chat, and in all of the video descriptions, there is a link to the Discord chat. If you guys want to congregate over there, I'll try to keep an eye on that as well. But some of you guys have asked for that, so I know you found your favorite place on DLive or Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live, or even on beforeitsnews.com, even though there's not a chat there. We're streaming live over there as well, and we appreciate all your support. But there is a place there to where you can sign in, and you can join all your friends there. You can listen and watch on another platform while you're all, you know, kind of having your conversation there. So you asked for it. I gave it to you. Use it. As much as you want to. Also on the right side of the page on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is the show from this morning. We had Sons of Liberty contributor and nurse, I might add, Suzanne Hamner on, and we talked about some of the things that's going on. You guys are paying attention to Ron DeSantis setting himself up as, you know, the next GOP savior. Somehow he's different than the bad guys in blue, right? Who has sold out his people on Common Core, told them that that's gone away. It's not. Said that, oh, we're not going to make you, take any shots down here in Florida unless there's an emergency, and then we can force you to take them. And now there's another thing where he's protecting Big Pharma against the people. And so if you missed the show this morning, it's not just that. It's this self-push for a health card and some other things in there as far as a new study out on the Pfizer shot, which is creating, it's actually working and turning and changing the DNA within 6 hours. Yep, within 6 hours. And so you can find those articles at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'll have them in the archive tonight of this afternoon's show, so be sure to check those out. But, yeah, if you're over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, be sure to sign up for the newsletter. That's right under where the morning show is. Sign up for that. No renting your email, selling it, or spamming. And you get one email from us a day. Be sure to also sign up for the other email, which we have on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That comes out once a week on Saturdays, usually, is when it comes out.
that tells you what's going on that week in the ministry. We share, Bradley has an article he pulls out especially for that. And then also at the bottom, we highlight a particular product out of the store and give you a discount code. So you get it before anybody gets it on Monday when I rattle it off, okay? And you can find these in our store. This week we're highlighting the Resistance to Tyranny is Obedience to God t-shirts. These come in red and blue, several sizes. I think they're up to XXX, something like that. And you can get them in red and blue. This week only, through Saturday at midnight, you can get them with the promo code RESIST, right? And that gets you 10% off the shirts. So through Saturday at midnight, use the promo code RESIST. You can get as many of these as you want. Use that promo code, and you get 10% off. And then, of course, we've got these beautiful Dangerous Freedom t-shirts. Long sleeve, you guys asked for long sleeve. And I believe you can get the small through the XL. I think those are $22 for long sleeve. I mean, go try to find that somewhere. And then if you're a little bigger, a double X or a triple X large, then it's only $27. Okay, so this is a great deal. And then, of course, we have the short sleeve, too. So you guys are able to pick those up. Those are a couple dollars cheaper on either of the sizes. So be sure to check those out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store there, and you can check out those items that we've got there. Now, today, I got to tell you, there's a lot going through my mind. So if I'm a little jumbled more than usual, then please forgive me in that. But it's like it's, we get narrowed in, we get focused in on what we're attacking, and all of a sudden, all this stuff starts coming out from everywhere, right? The Canada thing was clearly in line with where we were attacking in the issue of the convids 1984, right? The shots, the mandates, the whole plandemic, scandemic, the criminals behind that, calling for justice in that. And now we've got the warmongers beating the drums, right? They're beating the drums of war. Oh, we got to go get involved with Ukraine. And, you know, again, it is a distraction. We've had several videos up. We've had several articles up showing that, yes, the Mockingbird media is out there conducting the world is a stage, if you will. Literally, it's a stage for these people to be on. And in doing that, they're actually faking news reports. Bradley shared some with you the other day that I was sending him on Saturday, and they're faking some of that. But some of the stuff is real. No question that there's some real stuff going on there. We've had reports that Putin and his guys have attacked some of the what they called military installations, which are biolabs. And we know there are biolabs there, despite what the bought and paid for self-appointed slack hecklers, that's what I call the fact checkers out there, have said that, oh, we don't have that. We give you the link to the government website where they did have them. And after we did that, the very next day, it was shown they had pulled a lot of the PDF documentation of those biolabs and where they were in the Ukraine. They pulled them off the website. Oh, the link is there, but when you go there, the documents are gone now. Fortunately, the internet doesn't forget, and as a result, we have links where you can go see those documents still. So this is what's going on. They're driving the people towards war again. They're getting them worked up. And we're going to talk about what kind of battle are we to be involved in. And I hope it'll be beneficial for you. So hang on. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. For our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Friends of Liberty. I always like to let that go like Bradley does. That bass line is really hitting there in that bumper music, and I really like that. Before I get into the topic, I want to share a couple of things with you. I just learned today that a guy I used to work for, at the time I was told I was the only male employee he never fired. People found out I was working for him 6 months after I started, and they go, "You're really still working for him? He fires all the guys." Did what he said, and I never had a problem with him. But Dr. Gary North passed away on the 24th of February. If you don't know who Dr. North is, I highly recommend you go to GaryNorth.com, read up on him. He's got a lot of stuff there. He was 80 years old, just celebrated his 80th birthday on the 11th of February. My own pastor, when I texted him about it this morning, he said he was a giant in an age of midgets. And Dr. North was a guy who just, I mean, he gave himself to a lot of study, a lot of writing. He knew his time was short. When I was working for him, I don't know, it's been at least a decade ago, but he's written quite extensively on economics in the Bible, and that this doesn't apply to money, but how economics work in a biblically functioning society, whether that is in the justice realm, whether that's in money or however it's done. He did a lot of writing in that. He's also the guy who started the Ron Paul curriculum. You guys have heard me talk about that. He was the guy who started that, who began to work all of it out. He's done some of the lessons, if you guys have been involved with that. But he passed away. I want to let you know that. And also Charlotte Iserby. Now, this was several weeks ago. We've kind of kept that quiet out of respect for some of the family and such. But Lynn and I are going to be doing a special sort of tribute show on Wednesday morning for Rotten to the Core Wednesday on Sons of Liberty, 6 a.m. on Wednesday. We're going to be doing a special tribute to Charlotte, because I got to tell you, Charlotte literally risked her life and the life of her family to tell America what was going on under Reagan and since Reagan under various administrations all the way up to the present, or all the way up to the present. And there's no president that has not been involved with the Soviet-style education, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment, by the way, of the Constitution. We didn't give the feds any right in education at all. They've all been involved in that, in the dumbing down, not only of our children, but the dumbing down of us. That we're dumb. We've been made a stupid people, okay? And then I want to throw these in real quick, and then we're going to get to the subject. Some of you have written, and you said, hey, where can I, you know, find some helpful tools? Maybe you don't have a church in your area you can trust. You believe that whoever is leading the churches or hiring, whatever the case may be. I'm just going to give you a couple of little things. This little booklet that I've got here is called The Bible and the Newspaper by C.H. Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. And I'm going to read something by him in just a minute. That's what I'm in right now. I got that out of our church library, and I was going to spend some time in that. Also, speaking of Spurgeon, if you guys don't have the set of Spurgeon sermons, you can usually buy these fairly, or you used to buy them fairly cheap. You could buy like a ton of them for about $50. This would be very helpful when you don't have opportunity to go to church or something like that. Break one of these guys out and read a sermon. Read it out loud to your family and educate them in the Word of God. Those things are really good for you to have in your library. And then there's another one here. And we're going to be talking about war, but what kind of battle is the Christian called to? Well, this is one of my favorites. Now, this is a three-volume set called The Christian Incomplete Armor. And again, we're not making money off of it. I'm just giving this because some people have asked me for some resources. The Christian Incomplete Armor, it's by William Grinnell. It's a Puritan classic. Three volumes. You can usually pick those up fairly inexpensive, too. They're little paperback books. But I highly recommend, some of you have told me that you've become Christian since you've listened to the Sons of Liberty. You've or been baptized, or you've got family members who are tuning in and they're reading their Bibles now. Don't send them to the latest Christian bookstore, okay? Don't do that. Send them to the old guys, the old dead guys that we learned, that we set our foundations with, the guys who preached the real gospel that called men to repentance, right? To be reconciled unto God and to repent. Send them to those guys. Spurgeon's a great one for that. Calvin, John Knox, Martin Luther, any of those guys, send them to those guys. Let them get a good, solid foundation under them. And so what if you don't understand everything you read? I don't either. But pick out the pieces that you understand. Meditate on those things. You know, David talked about he meditated upon God's word day and night. He loved it. He had a love for it. And just want to encourage you in that. Now, with what's going on today, just going to share with you this. At least five people since last January 6th who went up to Washington to protest the fraudulent election that took place, five people have died that were arrested. Nonviolent people just protesting, doing what the First Amendment is supposed to protect them over, and yet our government has become Soviet in nature. We've got another guy, Matthew Perna. And this guy has apparently committed suicide. He wasn't even sentenced yet. And they were thinking about throwing more charges on the guy. What was his crime? Well, he walks for 20 minutes in the U.S. Capitol. He walked around and didn't damage anything, didn't steal anything, didn't cause a ruckus. And they were going to sentence him in March. And he's apparently committed suicide, or somebody suicided him. I don't know. Don't have all the details. Just know that they're ruling it a suicide. This is the fifth guy in a year out of the people that they went. They didn't arrest them there. They waited till they got back home. The FBI, who claims that they're, you know, here for to, you know, protect you and all this other stuff. Again, they're unconstitutional at their basis. There's no justification for having the FBI under our Constitution. None. Because the real law enforcers read it, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 are who? Me and you, the militia. We're the real law enforcers, not the FBI, not the CIA, not the NSA, not any of these other, you know, unconstitutional alphabet soup agencies. None of those. The people are supposed to be that. And we've been dumbed down so much that we don't realize that we're supposed to do that. That's what I'm talking about forgetting those things. And I pointed you to the scriptures before where God says he can't bless a land of forgetfulness. This is why we're called to teach our children. Remind them of the wonderful works of God, both Deuteronomy 6 and Psalm 78. We're to tell them of the things God did, not only for our forefathers in the scriptures, not only for the forefathers, you know, even of the land that we live in, but even of what he's done for us and our life and time now, because it's one thing to say God did all these things in the past, but hey, I know that same God has done these things for me. I can point you to the times where he did this for me. We're to remind them of those things. So with that said, here's another guy that's happened to. And in the midst of that, there's not only push for war in the Ukraine, they are pushing a war on the American people. And sadly, what we're seeing, somebody sent me a great little piece here from Lou Rockwell. And I'm going to read it on the other side of the next break here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from it when he talks about war. Because the Bible tells us what? What does Jesus tell us? Well, he went to the mount where he was going to reiterate all of the law again. He wasn't going to do away with the law. He's going to reiterate it. What did he say? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice. Don't get down about it. Recognize whose side you're on. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And what I see is, I see a lot of testosterone-filled keyboard warriors saying, oh, yeah, we're ready to go to war. Well, Tim, don't you talk about carrying arms? Yeah. Never killed a man in my life. Don't have any desire to kill a man or to harm him. I don't have that. But we're going to talk about the difference of the warmongering that's going on among quote-unquote professed Christians versus what the scriptures teach us, and we're going to see it on both fronts, both the Ukraine and here in the U.S. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News. As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of America where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. It will also remove the key to NYC, city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. The phone lines are open, so you guys are welcome to call in if you got something you want to add to, take away, or comment on something you want to do. Just try to stick to the topic of what we're on. So what am I talking about here? Okay, so we know that they have got us distracted with Ukraine. I think there really is something going on there. What that is, anybody's guess, but I do see the issue with the biolabs there. I see that. There's probably some other stuff that's going on. I saw one girl talking about how they had cut off the water there with a dam. That was one of the points that they were going to be targeting as well. And I see these young men. I can't imagine what it must be like to go into a foreign country with weapons to subdue those people. I can't imagine what that is. And some of these young men that's been captured, they look like, I don't know why I'm here. You know, I don't know why I'm here. They're fighting somebody else's war, so to speak. That's what they look like they're doing. And we've all seen that kind of stuff. So what's happening to the American people? Well, let me show you a few things as to how war is being pushed on us, okay? This was from this morning when we talked about this with Suzanne Hamner. While you're distracted, the rollout of unconstitutional vaccine, quote-unquote, passports is underway in the U.S. Now, they're not calling it vaccine passports. What they're doing is they're referring to these as health cards. Now, any of you who are as old as I am or almost as old as I am or older than I am, you remember back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was coming into office and Hillary started pushing the whole nationalizing the health care, which they did with Obamacare, pushed that stuff through. and she was talking about a national ID card. The people would not have it. They weren't just little pockets of people saying we don't want it. Everybody said it. Even the quote-unquote liberals recognized that was a no-no. You just don't go there, okay? And you fast forward 20, 25 years, most people still don't want it, but there's a part of the society that want it, and now they're pitching this out. And what one of the more serious issues is that some of these Republican governors are getting on board with this, and they're saying, oh, this is about empowering the individual because, hey, you know, Tim might have to fly over here to England or Africa or Australia or whatever, and he needs to have his health data accessible so he can go and do this. It's not about empowering the individual. You know good and well it's not about that. It's about limiting the individual. Again, I don't know where government has any right in our stuff and to mandate or make law that we have to do some of this. I was watching a video just a little while ago. The guy, Albert, whatever his name is, I call him Frogneck because of that one video, the CEO from Pfizer. He's talking about now taking these little pills, and it's not that I didn't understand certain things that people took and they would use it as a diagnostic tool, but he's talking about, you know, oh, well, it'll be good if we give them this biochip to eat. They take it. And what it'll do is it'll alert their insurance company that they really were taking the medicine that they were supposed to get. Well, it's nobody's business. I scratch my head at that going, where do you have any authority to be tracking what I put in my body? I don't care if it's the insurance company or the big pharma or government. What do they have? They don't have that. In fact, the Fourth Amendment is explicit. We're to be secure in our persons. That's bodies. We're to be secure in those things. We're to be secure in our houses, in our papers, our effects. Is that being upheld? No, it's not. It is a push for war against the people. That's what it is. Bradley has called it right. It is a push for war. What else is going on? Well, this was one. You guys remember when Bradley had Kevin Sorbo on, right? Was that a week or so ago? What they did on Facebook was they shut down my personal page from being able to live stream and the public page that I have. They shut that down from streaming, and they said, this is dangerous. This is terrorist activity. Now, nobody's come to my house and arrested me and charged me with anything. I hope they don't do it. But the fact of the matter is they're doing that. Why? I mean, they weren't even talking about the convid. As far as I know, they were talking about, you know, Kevin working in Hollywood. But they shut that down. Okay? Now, this week, here's what we saw. February the 7th, not this week, a couple of weeks ago. This comes from the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency created after September 11th. Okay? National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin, for those of you who haven't seen it. Here's what it says. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. And other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation. Yeah, that's coming right out of the CIA Mockingbird media. They will not tell you the truth. They will not tell you the truth to save their necks. They won't do it. And they don't want us telling you the truth that's out there to warn the, not to put fear in the people's heart, to warn them of impending danger. All right? This misinformation, disinformation, malinformation that they talk about, induced or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. Yeah, right. It's coming from inside, the domestic players. That's who it's coming from. It isn't coming from outside of us. It's coming from the traitors within. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction to sow discord. And this is what the devil does, doesn't he? He sows discord among the brethren. This is what those who are his disciples do too, who are his kids. They sow discord among the brethren. And they undermine public trust in government institutions. No thanks. You guys have done it all yourself. You've lost all your credibility. And this is to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. Okay, well, DHS, where are you rounding up the BLM people who are burning down cities? Where are you rounding up the Antifa people? See, you've lost credibility because you're not doing what you are charged to do, even though you're unconstitutional. You're not doing what you're charged to do. And because you're not doing that, and then you target people who go up there and simply protest what they believe is a fraudulent election, you target them. You imprison them, it seems indefinitely, and some of them are even killing themselves because they can't deal with what you've done to them. Unjustly, by the way, according to the Constitution, they're supposed to have a swift trial. You're not supposed to be infringing on their liberty, the Fifth Amendment says. You're not supposed to be doing that. These people haven't even been convicted of a crime. And it goes on and it says this, while the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unpredictability, and complexity of the threat environment. And here's what they say. They got three things. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. No, thank you. That's what you have done, federal government. You have done this. State governments, you've done some of it too. Republican and Democrat, don't pick out one side. You know it's true, people, what I'm telling you. And it's been Donald Trump just as much as Joe Biden, just as much as it is Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka. Okay? They've done it to themselves because they lie, like their daddy, the father of lies. Number two. Continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure. I don't know who's called for that. Who's called for, I mean, who's done that? The only people I've seen do any of that are these Antifa goons and some BLM people that want to attack federal buildings. Okay, then go arrest them. Quit giving them a pass. Quit giving them, you know, the sweetheart deals that you give them when you do arrest them so you can save some face in that. Soft targets and mass gatherings, faith-based institutions such as churches, synagogues, and mosques, institutions of higher education, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, including law enforcement and the military, the media, and perceived ideological opponents. And then thirdly, calls by foreign terrorist organizations for attacks on the United States based on recent events. Are we being targeted? It sounds like we're being targeted because we give, quote unquote, disinformation on the convids when we're really telling you the truth. And the government says, no, 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 we're God. We get it all right all the time. We're omnipotent. We are omniscient. We know all. And you will worship us. And if you don't, then you're a terrorist. These are the things they're pushing against us. And what's the Christian response to that? It is to tell the truth. It is to expose the evil and the works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11. It's to do those things. We cannot help but speak those things. Why? Because they're true. They're demonstrably true. And DHS and the powers that be that have been tolerated in the federal government are happy to push that and push that and push that and push the buttons of the American people to push them to war so that they can then come in. We're seeing it. I've seen several of the things. It wasn't just that we put up, you know, there were UN planes in Canada. Now several people are saying, wait a minute, these guys are showing up in the black uniforms. They're showing up at people's doors. They're harassing people. They're speaking foreign languages. Deuteronomy 28 tells us that. That's part of God's judgment. I know some, oh, you're a conspiracy theory. Is God's word a conspiracy theory? He said this is what's going to happen. When are the people going to quit being a bunch of knuckleheads and repent before a just and holy God, before it goes to where there is no repentance? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Out of the final segment here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, I'm giving you some information. They're trying to push us into war with our own government. By the way, we are at war with our government, in case you didn't figure that out. We are there. But they're trying to invoke a response from us. That's what they're trying to do, pushing all this stuff on that they have no authority to be pushing on us. Now they're trying to get us to cheer them on in NATO to go in there and, you know, put our boys' lives on the line. And I'll guarantee you that the guys who've been sent over there now have no clue. They don't have no clue. They've been told, oh, Russia's invading. Oh, they're the enemy. All this. And I'll guarantee you they have no idea of what's going on. So how is the Christian to respond to these kinds of things? Is a Christian, you know, I had one time we had some Jehovah's Witnesses come in to our yard here. I was outside doing some work there. This has been several years ago. And they came and talked to me, and I said, well, you know, I'm not really interested in what you have to say, because I said, you're, you know, the Bible says that you hold the Antichrist doctrine. You don't believe that Jesus is God, that he's come in the flesh, John 1, read the whole chapter, and see who the Word is. That is Christ. And she goes, well, do you support all this warmongering that's going on and the bloodshed that our military is involved with, that our presidents are pushing you? I said, absolutely not. No, I don't support it. It's lawless. And she was kind of taken aback by that. And I said, there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with in that. But there's so many that call themselves Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, and they'll back any kind of war, thinking they're doing the military or anybody else a favor by backing it, and they're not. And they're not standing against it, and they're not teaching others about doing the same. Charles Spurgeon, I want to take this and I'm going to draw it to a conclusion. I hope I'm going to make a point here, okay? That's my desire, is to make a good point here. This is Charles Spurgeon, and this is from my friend Sean. He sent this to me sometime earlier today. Now, this is from 2005. A guy by the name of Lawrence Vance, he wrote this piece, but he quoted Charles Spurgeon, okay? And this is Spurgeon's observations about war. Here it is. You ready? Long have I held that war is an enormous crime. Long have I regarded all battles as but murder on a large scale. So combustible are the materials of which this great world is made that I am ever apprehensive of war. Amen. You should be. I do not account it wonderful that one nation should strive against another. I account, if far, but more wonderful that they are not all at arms. Whence come wars and fightings? Come they not from your lust? He's referencing the book of James. Considering how much lust there is in the world, we might well conceive that there would be more war than we see. God restrains that, by the way. Sin is the mother of wars. And remembering how plentiful sin is, we need not marvel if it brings forth multitudes of them. We may look for them. It is, if the coming of Christ be indeed drawing nigh, then we must expect wars and rumors of wars through all the nations of the earth. There is yet one more point which I must mention here, in which the gospel is the best help to man. Not war, but the gospel. We must remember today that there are districts of the earth where the ground is yet red with blood. There are sad portions of our globe that as yet must have the name of Al-Qadama, the field of gore. There are spots where the horse hoof is splashed with blood, where the very carcasses of men are the food of ravens and of jackals. The mounds of Balaclava are as yet scarcely green, and the spots where rest the relics of our own murdered sisters and brothers are not covered with the memorial stone. War has ravaged whole districts. Even in these late times, the dogs of war are not yet muzzled. Oh, what shall we do to put an end to war? Mars, where is the chain that shall bind thee like Prometheus to the rock? How shall we imprison thee forever, thou cruel Molech? How shall we forever chain thee? Behold, here is the great chain that which one day is to bind the great serpent. It has the blood-red links of love. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, shall yet hush the clarion of war and break the battle bow in sunder. It is astonishing how distance blunts the keen edge of anything that is disagreeable. War is at all times the most fearful scourge. The thought of slain bodies and of murdered men must always harrow upon the soul. But because we hear of these things in the distance, there are few Englishmen who can truly enter into their horrors. If we should hear the booming of cannon on the deep which girdles this island, if we should see at our doors the marks of carnage and bloodshed, then should we more thoroughly appreciate what war means. But distance takes away the horror, and we therefore speak of war with too much levity and even read of it with an interest not sufficiently linked with pain. Better far for us to have famine than war. From all civil war and all the desperate wickedness which it involves, good Lord, deliver us. And if thou smitest us as thou hast done, it is better to fall into the hand of God than into the hand of men. Oh, that God would put an end in the world to all wars between nations, as well as all strifes between individuals. But you know what's at the root of that? He hit on it right at the first. Where do wars and these fightings come? Do they not come from the lust in your own members? This is what James talks about. And James is speaking here to the church. Why do you got problems? Why you got strife from one another? You're sinning against one another. Your own lust take over, your selfish desires, and you're fighting one with another. Let me give you this. This is out of Jeremiah. And I thought this was very poignant too. Jeremiah chapter 7. Listen to what the Lord says. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there his word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Remember, he promised them that he would do that. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, in other words, you bring justice there, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place and the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we're delivered to do all these abominations in this house, which is called by my name? This is a violation of the third commandment, by the way. Become, it's not about saying GD. It's about saying you're one of his and then acting the opposite. Become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. Here's the message here. All you Christian, I'm doing my little air quotes, warmongers out there who have a bloodthirst, you need to repent. You need to repent. And we've got them in the federal government as much as we've got them in the church. And when the people who say they're gods repent, then we'll see things start going back to the way they should be. We're going to see justice come in. We're going to see the church doing its duty, not handing it off to the beast system to say, hey, take care of our elderly, take care of our poor, take care of our widows, take care of the orphans. No, no, no. The church will be doing what it's supposed to do because that's our charge. And since we have abdicated our responsibility, our duties, even before God and man, guess what's happening? There's war in the gates because we're pushing a God who's not the God of the Bible. The God we trust on the back of our money is not the God of the Bible. Look at the imagery that's on there. It's not Jehovah God. It's somebody else. And I'm telling you right now, we need to get the real God and we need the real gospel to be preached. You want to stop wars? Subdue men under the lordship of Christ and you'll see the wars end. You will. Because men will begin to love one another, even as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Guys, have a great day. We'll talk to you in the morning, 6 a.m., Lord willing. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.